officially begun now. But the strange technical difficulties that delayed the beginning. Well, actually, it didn't delay the beginning. The beginning happened, and it continues to happen again. We get deja vu. You ever have a sense that Monday's happening all over again? Like every day of the week. It happens. Hey, happy Halloween, everybody. It's coming up on this. This is the week of it. Today is actually Saturday the 26th, but you can think of it as Halloween Eve. Hello, Eve. And we'll play some ghoulish fun stuff for you tonight here. A lot of things to keep you interested. I got movie stuff. I got classical scary stuff. I got fun dancey stuff. I got kind of wonky, kind of like I'm so self-depraved and depressed stuff. Everything under the sun. And anything that might be the social candy that glues us all together around this festive time of Halloween. I hope you have a costume or something you're going to. Hope the costume party is fun, man. I love costumes. I don't have anything like that this year, but, you know, hey, I go for it when I go for it, man. I've done some good ones. All right, Ted, Susie, and the Banshees to start things off, of course, and then we had some stuff from the movie Them, you know, the big giant ants. Yeah, that was fun. All right, we're going to play a little Concrete Blonde next and a bunch of other cool stuff, so stick around and enjoy. We'll be right back.
I never watched anyone die before. I feel like I'm dying as well.
Yeah, this is the Complex Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. It is Saturday night, 26th of October in the year 2024. We're having ourselves a ghoulish good time here. We'll be boning in the boneyard. That's right. That is right. It is Halloween time. Time for ghosts and goblins. Scary sounds. Macabre thoughts. Tales of twisted gore and grotesquery. And tales from the crypt. Thank you for joining me tonight. It is fun. I do enjoy this time of year. It is one of my favorite times of year. I do enjoy dressing up when I get a chance. It is something I either go all or nothing in, though. Either I'm going to go in and I'm going to be one of the best costumes on the floor, or I don't bother at all. So, this year I'm not bothering at all. I have no parties to go to. I'm so sad. I'm here, though. I'm here to keep you happy. So, if you're at a party and you want to use this stuff as a soundtrack, this is great. It's all creepy and goopy and icky. And some of it's dancey and fun and cloppy. And then there's some quotables in there, of course, as well. So I hope you have fun with it all tonight. It's a mishmash. I've kind of done these different themes across the years on the Halloween thing. This is my third one. I guess it'd be, let's see, was it 21, 22, 23? Yeah, this is my fourth one, actually. It's my fourth Halloween, so... one of them I don't remember. Maybe I just did a rerun the second year, I think. I know I did something different last year, and then this year is different. And it's kind of a harken back to the first year. Anyway, it's a mishmash of these things here. So, mixing the creepy with the funny, and that's the whole point. I mean, Halloween should be kind of creepy and should be kind of fun. So, I hope you're having a good time. I stay safe out there, man. I mean, I'm sure there's checkpoints and all that kind of crazy stuff. So, watch your drinking. And, enjoy more stuff to come.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Stop it! You're ignorant!
They're coming for you, Barbara.
Stop it! You're acting like a child!
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
seen me, you would have seen my eyes grow wide and cold with fear. Heard all the things in heaven and earth, I've seen many things in hell, but it's vulture's eye of a cold pale blue, it's the eye of the devil himself. Chase me away now, but let the silence drown the beating of his heart.
We'll be right back.
Victoria Valencia. Hey, how you doing? It's the Halloween time of year. This is the Complex Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. If you've been listening to my show for a number of years, you know that I love Halloween. And I have more fun with this this time of year than any other time of year with my show stuff. I like to blend the macabre with the fun and the visceral and the viscera of it all. I'm really not big of a gore fanatic. I don't mind it. It's not really one of those things that just turns me off or anything like that, but it's not what I go for. I like the creepy and the suspenseful kind of stuff like this. This is actually called Threats on Stark Reality by Mort Macabre. This is actually going to blend into another track called Sequenza Ritma e Tema. It's from Symphonic Holocaust. Yeah. Anyway, before this, you had If You Want Blood, You Got It. AC/DC from Highway to Hell. Oh, man. I could have picked any song off that album. Really could. I mean, not every single song. Girls Got Rhythm probably really doesn't fit. But there's a lot of good stuff there. Yeah. And, it was good stuff. We had Boris the Spider. That was a Who song originally. And the Claypool Lennon Delirium did it on the Lime and Limpid Green EP. And there's a couple of great covers on there, including one by King Crimson, the Court of the Crimson King, and they also do Satori Part 1 by, what was the name of Hiroshima? Hiroshima? No, that wasn't the name of the band. I've lost track of that. Anyway, it's a really good EP. Bela Lugosi is Dead, we had that from Dead Cross. Phantomos with the 4/19/05 Tuesday from Suspended Animation. Tales of Mystery and Imagination by Edgar Allan Poe, the Alan Parsons Project, and yes, you heard the Telltale Heart back in 1987. Yeah, they did a remix release of that. That was originally released in 1976, so it's been around the wire a bit, you know. We had Yellow from Elegy from the John Thorne Project. It had Barbara Chaffee, David Abel, and also had Mike Patton on that recording, so that's kind of cool. And
though tears we came, now you to waste of good suffering.
All right, I've talked too long. Radio Valencia.
We'll be right back. guess we're not going to go leaving now, right?
I'm sorry, Newt.
You don't have to be sorry. It wasn't your fault.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over. What the fuck are we going to do now? What are we going to do?
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
We better get back, because it'll be dark soon, and they mostly come at night. Mostly.
And he's totally wrecked.
He smoked some hash.
He smoked some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
He was completely smashed.
He smoked some hash.
That Transylvanian's trash.
A monster hash.
he smokes the monster hash. Now every night the dead rise up from the grave to partake in a happening THC rave. For you, the living, this hash was meant to. When you get to my door, just say the toys sent you.
We'll smoke some hash.
We'll smoke some monster hash. And we'll all get trash.
We'll smoke some hash.
From my personal stash.
A monster hash.
We'll smoke some monster hash. Some for daddy. This is good.
What we have to ask is, why is it that God has admonished us to hate evil? Well, first of all, God loves you.
Y cuando tú vuelvas,
he said, he drugged the victims, then strangled them, and finally dismembered their bodies.
Right. Then do available.
The homelessness and all that.
And now, the voice you've been waiting for.
City authorities in your area have reported that the bodies of the dead are rising from their graves and attacking the living.